Begin the current daf, Masech Pesachim, daf Beis, we begin on the Beis, we begin the Tos, the Masech begins with the Gemara, Nechel Kulashis. Okay, so let him eat Chum, it's the entire sixth hour, which Tos clarifies, it's not precise, because Lav Dafka Kulashis, it's not exactly the whole sixth hour, that the Gemara is asking, oh, wait a second, if they don't, there's no margin of error, so you should be able to eat all the way up until this man Dairaisa, because they're talking list of Tachshesh, because you actually have to burn it during the sixth hour, so obviously you have to stop a little bit before the end. Rather, what it means to say is that it should be basically the entire sixth hour. Begins with the Gemara Lachlishna, the Adam Toya Shal Mashu, but according to that version that says that a person makes an error an hour and a little bit more, Nechalat Seif Chamesh, you should be able to eat up until the end of the fifth hour. So Tez comes to explain that the truth is that the Gemara could have asked this question even if it wasn't just an hour and a little bit. The Gemara was asking, according to Yehuda, and that version that holds, that he holds an hour and just a little bit, so then why is he holding it forbidden in the fifth hour? So it says Taisvis that a fellow type b'shteishos, even if, let's say, a person would make an error of 2 hours, still ha'yoch l'hakshos nechal atzav chomish, the Gemara could still have asked, you should be able to eat it up until the end of the fifth hour, and the reason is, like the Gemara says from Yehuda, he holds, sun is in the east in the fifth hour, and it's on the west in the seventh hour, and people don't make that mistake, and therefore, it doesn't have to be specifically because he holds Shoah Mashu, even if it was 2 hours, you could still ask that question of Nechalat Seif Chamesh. The next system that begins with the Gemara B'shis, in the sixth hour, no, there the sun is in the middle, so therefore that you can't say that you should be able to eat Chametz in the sixth hour, because, hey, you know, on the seventh is when it turns to the west, before that it's in the east. No, it's really in the middle and you can't differentiate. So Tosfos can explain that if that's the case, so then why when one says it's in the fifth hour, one says in the seventh hour, does Rebbe Yehuda agree that the testimony is invalidated? Hikshriva. Rebbe asks, Labai dam al Rebbe Yehuda, according to this is Rebbe Yehuda. The Omar Adam Toyechat Yeshad, that he says that a person makes an error of a half an hour, until he not toys b'shneyen, and the way Abai explains it, because we say the error, not like Rava, as Toyes had previously explained, we say that both of them made a mistake, that there's a margin of error of a half hour, although one said three, one third said five. So you say, oh, but it was the middle of the fourth. So it was the end of the third, beginning of the fifth, that each one said their opinion, and it was actually in the middle of the fourth, so each one had a margin of error of a half hour. So on that says Taisvis, and if that's the case, then if one says it was in the fifth, one says in the seventh, Amai Yidus Metela, which everyone has to agree to, because if Yidus said explicitly, then the testimony is going to be invalidated. But Kimendein Akir B'tchil Shesh L'Zayin, since you're telling me that you can't differentiate between the beginning of the sixth hour to the seventh hour, as that's what our taste of muscle is going on, because it's in the middle, then you can't really tell. So then name a haidukamahei, then maybe say the one who said it was in the fifth hour, besaife was in the end of the fifth. The haidukamazayin, and the one that said it was in the seventh, betchilazai was in the beginning of the seventh, because Abaye holds you do such things. You interpret it one's the end, one's the beginning. Now, if that's the case, then you could say, similar to what he says by the third and the fifth, there was in the middle of the fourth. So here, when there's one said in the fifth, one said in the seventh hour, both the Havabahal Gadashis, and actually what happened was in the middle of the sixth, but Tokalechet Chatzichan, each one made a mistake of a half hour. And you can't say that, oh, it's not possible that the one who said in the seventh should make a mistake between the sixth and the seventh, because we're saying that, what do you mean, the sixth is in the middle, and you can make such a mistake. So each one could have made that error, that what was in the middle of the sixth. So it says, Gershom, what you could say is, no, the Havabahal Gadashis, this is how the Gemara is saying that in the sixth hour, Chamad Bekarnosik, the sun's in the middle. The Torah ben Tchilas Shesh L'Zayin, that you can make an error between the beginning of the sixth hour and the seventh hour. Hai no chametz. That's only in our sugya regarding the chametz. The lakol maser, which again, as we said in our sugya, we're more stringent. We say a larger margin of error for people who are regular lay people that make a mistake with chametz. Aval edus mesur l'zrizin. But a testimony is given over to people that obviously they know they're going to get cross examined and they have to be precise. And they know how to differentiate between the sixth and the seventh hour. And that's why when one says in the fifth, one says in the seventh, Yehuda agrees that even though you could say maybe have in the middle of the sixth, no, that they wouldn't make a mistake between the sixth and the seventh. It was only regarding Chametz. Or Yinami, another approach you could say is, Hakshinu, the Kamer Bekarnasakai, this the Gemara is giving the answer. That, oh, the sun's in the middle. That you can make such a mistake that Leslie Labaya, that's not like Abaya. In other words, Abaya does not hold to this answer. Rather, he holds that, yes, between the sixth and the seventh, it is recognizable through the sun. And if you cannot say that it was in the seventh hour to make a mistake between the sixth and the seventh, and therefore that's why it's not difficult on Abaye, because it doesn't hold to this concept of making a mistake between the sixth and the seventh, and that's why between the fifth and the seventh, obviously it's going to be invalidated. Ketivnik says the Mazda begins with the Gemara Amasai. When do we say this? Shalei b'shas b'yurik. Not at the time of the b'yurik. Tais explains, what is this shalei b'shas b'yurik? Because Rabbi explained Rabbi Yehuda that holds, what's this toilin chamishi? What do you mean? Why don't you, why is it forbidden the fifth hour? I thought we don't make a mistake between the fifth and the seventh. Oh, so that says the Gemara, because you need that fifth hour to go ahead and get the firewood, because Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasa, he holds, it's only through burning. And I think Gemara says, what do you mean? But Rabbi Yehuda says that that's only shalei b'shas b'yuri. But b'shas b'yuri, b'yuri could be b'chol davar. So then why do you tell me he has to go ahead and try to gather wood for an hour? So Pirush HaKohen, Rashi explains like this. Shalei b'shas b'yuri b'shesh. What does it mean that it has to be with burning? Shalei b'shas b'yuri. What's shalei b'shas b'yuri? That's b'shesh, in the sixth hour, which is only rabbinic. B'shas b'yuri mekam elech. What's the time of burning it, which actually does not have to be with b'shas b'yuri, when you have to get rid of it, that you don't have to burn it. That's mekam elech. That's after the sixth hour. And that's what the part that the Digma was asking. Since the time of the b'yuri of chametz, which biblically, then you have to get rid of it, then you could actually get rid of it anyway. So Yom Pnat Sheva, wait till the seventh hour, and he could get rid of it anyway. So why would you say he has to go ahead and spend the whole fifth hour gathering firewood to burn it? But because Rabbein Tam, this interpretation is difficult to Rabbein Tam. Because Yom Pnat Sheva Labara, how could the Gemara be saying you should wait till the seventh hour to get rid of it, and then you could do it without by doing it by fire? Haskin Le'el, but the Gemara had concluded enough yet Alvim and Alv. The Gaz Rabbi Yehuda B'Shas Yisrael Libdek, Rabbi Yehuda says it's forbidden at the time of when it's forbidden to go ahead and do a bedika. Why? Because the Muslim Echim, you might come to eat from it. So how can you say that he should wait to burn it until the seventh hour, which we don't want you to be dealing with it then, because then it's already Asr, and you might come to eat from it. But moreover, what's difficult is, because this terminology of Shas B'yuroi is also mentioned in our Mishnah. And Shas B'yuroi the Mishnah, Nahin B'sheish, that Shas B'yuroi is talking about the sixth hour. So why are you saying Shas B'yuroi means after the sixth hour and the seventh hour? But another difficulty is the Menaisi Yalef Rabbi Yehuda Chametz B'Sreifa. Where does Rabbi Yehuda know this halacha that Chametz has to be burnt? He learns it from Naiser when the carbon is left over. The Naiser Acher and the Gir says Isurei Torn Sreifa. When does Naiser have to be burnt? After it's forbidden, when it's already past his man. So that would be the same thing Chametz. When would you say it has to be burnt? It's actually to the contrary, when it's after the sixth hour, not during the sixth hour. So the first Rabbein Tam actually explains the exact opposite of Rashi. The shalei b'shas b'yuroi, what's not the time of the beer? Hanu achar sheish. That's after the sixth hour. Why is that called not the time of beer? Shalei v'oil mevarim b'sheish, because most of the world, they do it at the sixth hour, like the way the Chacham instituted. Where although biblically it's after the sixth hour, but rabbinically, which is when everyone does it, therefore we're calling it shas b'yuroi, is during the sixth hour. Now, but Tom, the reason why specifically after the sixth hour is when you have to burn it, is mishum denal b'yal, meaning shalei b'shas b'yuroi, is when you have to burn it, which after the sixth hour is exactly like Rabbi Tam had asked. Because you learn it off of Naiser, that's after it's forbidden. That's in the seventh hour. But the time when it's burnt, meaning the hanging b'sheish in the sixth hour. Since only rabbinically you have to get rid of it, get rid of it any way you need to. This is how the Yerusham explains Perkot Shah. So Rashi explains Shalei B'Shas B'Yuri is in the sixth hour. B'Shas B'Yuri is after the sixth hour. But Rabbi Tam says the exact opposite. Shalei b'shas b'yuri is after the sixth hour. B'shas b'yuri is in the sixth hour, which is when people usually get rid of it. And therefore, that's what the Gemara was saying. That what do you mean? Now, in the sixth hour, when you're getting rid of it, is actually when you don't need to burn it. So why would you spend the fifth hour getting wood? It's only if you left it over. And that was the Gemara's reputation on Rava's interpretation.